Hello, and welcome to 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown.
My name is Saul Henson. I'm an environmental science educator. So I work at Sierra Springs Institute as the education program co-director. So our mission is to link water science and people for the benefit of human and environmental health.
What is a watershed?
It's all of the area that drains into a given lake, stream, or river. And watersheds are often nested, so you can have sub-watersheds of several different creeks that then move into larger river systems.
So a watershed is an area of land that drains or sheds water into a specific water body. Every body of water has a watershed. Watersheds drain rainfall and snowmelt into streams and rivers. These small bodies of water flow into larger ones, including lakes and bays and oceans. Can you tell us why watersheds are so important to ecosystems and the planet?
Anywhere you go on any landscape, you're in a watershed. You know, watersheds are such critical elements of our landscape for diversity and wildlife.
He explained that we all live in watersheds and use them for all sorts of things. Our watersheds provide water for drinking, irrigation, and industry use. Many people also enjoy lakes and streams for their beauty and for recreational uses. All creatures around the world rely on watersheds in one way or another. Whether it's the salmon swimming through the river, the deer relying on that water source, the bird finding their food in the rivers that are part of that watershed, or the turtles living in the ocean where the watershed empties. You can imagine how messing with a watershed or contaminating it can have huge effects all the way up the food chain for hundreds, if not thousands, of species, lasting for a very long time.
In general, watersheds are impaired across the state and across the country and across the world, really.
Little things can have huge effects on watersheds and ecosystems built around them. Watersheds often pick up pollutants, which can have bad effects on the stream, reservoir, bay, or ocean where that water ends up. Improper building on watersheds can lead to increased risk of flooding, increased erosion, increased public health risk because of poor water quality and biodiversity loss. Bacteria and nutrients from livestock, pet waste, faulty septic systems, improperly disposed hazardous waste, and storm runoff can have disastrous, long-lasting impacts in streams and to marine ecosystems. So what are some examples of ways people can help preserve or protect their local watersheds?
Yeah, I mean, I think at a basic level is, you know, get involved with your local watershed protectors, keepers, water keepers, organizations like Sierra Streams, organizations like South Yuba River Citizens League. These are the organizations that are water protectors up in our area. So getting involved with these groups is a good way to, you know, understand the state of your watershed.
Some other things you can do to help keep watersheds clean and protect them: try to conserve water. Take short showers and water the lawn only when absolutely necessary. Also, getting drought-tolerant plants or plants that need less water can help, and just being mindful when using water. Also, don't pour chemicals down the drain. These can go into local waterways and enter watersheds. Bleach, cleaning products, antifreeze, and other chemicals should not be poured down the drain. Make sure to dispose of hazardous waste properly. It's free at any local waste site. Avoid using fertilizers and pesticides. Again, these run into local waterways and watersheds, causing all sorts of issues. Oh, and always pick up after your pets. Bacteria from pet waste can lead to eutrophication and algae blooms in local waters, leading to massive biodiversity loss. We have not been taking very good care of our watersheds and waterways. You can see that in our oceans, where creatures are dying because of pollution that got there through watersheds. You can see that in our flood occurrences. You can see that in our lower water quality and sometimes lack of water in areas. It's time to start thinking about keeping our watersheds clean and healthy for everything that relies on them and for the future. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Sure, Emily. Thank you. Bye.
Come back soon for a brand new episode. This has been 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown. brought to you by the Placer High School Environmental Club. Please take a moment to visit our website, linked in the show notes, or follow us on Instagram at Placer_environmental_club. Thank you so much for sharing and writing reviews on our podcast. It means so much to us, and together we are really making a difference, so thank you. As always, all the information presented in this podcast is linked in the show notes. Big thank you to all club members. See you next week. Bye!